Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This time, I want us to talk about the teen years. Even if you have little kids, I know that parents worry about the teen years. It seems okay to let younger kids play, but once they're bigger kids, we start to think they need to buckle down, right? But the data simply does not reflect that. Here are some facts that we need to bring to the front of our minds. And then I'll get to a couple of questions because I know you have them. So number one, remember, everyone is hardwired to learn and be curious, even your teens. It's in our human nature. You may not see it. It may not look the way you expect it to, but it's a biological fact. Number two, we all learn best when we're engaged in playing. When lessons are drudgery or out of context, they're not retained. No one is listening. And then it quickly turns to a power struggle. So number three, unschooled kids who are allowed to explore their hobbies are developing skills that will help them in adulthood. Maybe they'll turn a hobby into a career path, or maybe they'll bring the soft skills they learned with that hobby to another career. But those skills they develop will be with them no matter what they choose. Number four, unschooling through the adolescent years can be translated into an acceptable transcript. Number five, colleges accept unschoolers all the time. Number six, unschooled kids who choose college do well there. Number seven, unschooled kids who choose a career that's more entrepreneurial or doesn't require college, they also do well. While all teens are learning how to become independent, unschooling families usually don't experience that rebellious phase that society believes is unavoidable. When parents show their teens that they're partnering with them, listening to them, helping them achieve what they're looking for, what's to rebel against? So, on to just a couple of questions. The first one, what if all they're doing is playing video games? I'll probably do an entire separate podcast on this. But the short answer is that unschoolers are playing a long game. We don't know what's happening in their brains as they do this. But as we learn more about unschooling and learn to trust that children will move in the direction they need to go, we can ease up a little. Your next step as an unschooling parent is to focus on partnering. Get your fears in check. Keep communication open and learn more about what they're doing with technology. The other question is, how on earth am I going to make a transcript from their daily life, something that colleges would actually accept? Remember that subjects weave throughout our daily activities. We simply have to set our fear aside and examine what's happening. If we've had a chance to do this with our younger kids, we'll be more able to see it with our teens. So here's an example from a recent coaching call. The family decided to plant some trees in the backyard. So let's talk about the learning that happens in this simple activity. First, research is required to see what trees do well in the area. Comparing and contrasting tree types and species is necessary. So there you've got language arts and math and science. Figuring out how much they'll grow and then knowing how far apart to plant them, how tall they'll get, math and science. Looking at the lay of the land to assess the sunlight and the rainfall and maybe factoring in how that changes with the seasons, geography, and earth science. Will you need any soil amendments? Chemistry and geography. Price comparisons, estimates, budgets, math. So all these little experiences and projects, like planting a few trees, are full of learning opportunities. They add up. We have to notice them, though. They're happening every day, all the time. We don't have to write it all out like this, but I'm simply trying to help you reframe how you can see learning and remind you that everything counts. It's just a matter of reframing it in your mind. So a couple of action steps for this first podcast about teen years is to make sure that you grabbed the ebook, Unschooling Your Teens. There's a lot of really great stuff in there. And the other thing is to maybe help you with understanding that education really is everywhere. You know, we have a rethinking subjects overview. It's part of the deschooling, unschooling guide, if you have that. And I made a little rethinking subjects worksheet for you. And so I'll make that available to you too. So remember that if you're making a transcript, you would simply look at the hobbies, look at the activities, and then think about what are the subjects that correlate with those. And basically, it kind of becomes like a patchwork quilt, so to speak, you know, where this little piece, okay, there's some English. There's some English too. Oh, here's a little science. Here's a little math. And it adds all up. So when you present it as a transcript, it looks really traditional. If you were just to look at a life, it looks really messy because that's how real life is, but it's doable. And I can help you if you're really ready to work on transcripts. Just let me know. We'll talk about it. So that's all I have for you for this week. And I hope that it helps you feel a little bit better about approaching those teen years. All right. I will see you in all the places. Okay. Bye.